be not deceived, that means it is possible for you to be deceived. He said, be not deceived. That means the next statement is something you must pay attention to. Now read the next statement. Say it again. Say it again. Evil communication. One of the things that are referred to as evil in the Bible is doubt and unbelief. Doubt is called an evil heart of unbelief in the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 4, you will see it there. They were not persuaded by the word because it was found in them an evil heart of unbelief. In fact, they were supposed to have hardened themselves against the gospel. So, not to believe in something, better still, the power of God is evil. To play lightly on the power of God, to be irreverent about the power of God, is likewise evil. So he says, evil communication corrupts what? Good man. They say, show me your friend, and I'll tell you who you are. I will phrase it by saying, when I see you, I can tell you the kind of friends that are around you. When I see who you are, I know who your friends are. Now, how many of us want to fellowship around anointed people and those who function in the anointing? Are you sure? Okay. So, evil communication corrupt good manners. I've had a chance to tell many of my pastors in ministry that you see, sometimes when you see some Christians act somehow, it's not that they are bad people. The only issue here is that they have refused to heed to this instruction by relating with the wrong crowd. And let me tell you this. If you allow something to hang around you long enough, it will enter into you. What you keep around you eventually can enter into you. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You will start from, well, it's bad, well, but it's not too bad. It's not really bad. It's not bad at all. In fact, you now move to really, and there's a sense in what this fellow is saying or doing or believes. Has anybody ever had that experience before? Never had that experience before? You begin to lessen your principles because of communication. Because I've always taught this, I taught a series in church, I finished on Sunday, on leading, how to receive direction in a simple way. One of the things I started with was that all of us were a product of influence. Whatever you are today, whatever you are doing today is a function of influence. I'm here today, I believe what I believe because I was under the right atmosphere. I related with certain influences through my life. People that influenced my life will be here on Thursday. Reverend Tosa Deji will be here. I've had people who have, by keeping them around me, I had friends like that. We fellowshiped around the same things. I sat under the ministry of Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, and those kind of things improved my life. They brought influence into my life. I've sat under the ministry of Reverend George Adegboye. It influenced the way I receive scriptures and I read the scriptures. I'm a product of influence. I've read Kenneth Hagin, all his materials, whether in heaven on earth or somewhere else. All the tapes taught by Kenneth Hagin, I have listened to all. I'm a product of influence. And several other people like that. In fact, before I come for service on Sunday, I ensure that, I mean, I just put on the television, I watch Joseph Prince every Sunday. He's on TBN. So that's why I leave church at home 9:30. So I'm having my bath like this, the TV is on. So what I make sure is that as it's on downstairs, it's on upstairs. So as I'm having my bath in my room, it's on. So I'm hearing the noise. I just receive God's word because I want to be under that influence. Because that is what I believe. So whatever I believe, I keep it around me. I'm a product of influence. If somebody says, well, I'm a man of my own, that came by influence too. person of influence. Tell your neighbor, say, don't deceive yourself. You are a product of influence. So you have to get the right influence around you. We have spoken about the anointed ministry. We have seen the anointing destroys the yoke. Jesus did not lay hands on anyone because it is written it's only the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's not the virgin birth that destroys the yoke. It's not the knowledge of the law that destroys. Have you seen that yourself? Have you not seen that yet? It's not the knowledge of the law that destroys the yoke. Sorry to say, it's not even living holy that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing of the Spirit that destroys the yoke and removes burdens. Now, in this instance, we're not talking about evil communication. I was saying this in the room yesterday night and this morning with Pastor Tunde and I think some other people there. I said, a number of people have received the wrong influence as touching ministry. Naturally, if you saw a flyer of World Changer, I'm not saying this because of ministry, but if you had seen a flyer that said 7 days for a fellow who has received the call of God to ministry or wants to serve God. And some people naturally should like respond to that. What are you supposed to say? Well, I learned, at least you just stay there and you be praying and hearing the word. You know why he's thinking like that? Is under the wrong atmosphere. If you look at the word, those are things that should naturally make a minister run towards it. Am I right? But it's under the wrong atmosphere. Because evil communication will, let me tell you this, no matter who you are, Daniel, no matter what you know, if you move with the wrong crowd, you will turn out badly. No matter if Shego Anoyika moves with the wrong crowd, if he begins to fellowship with the wrong set of people and is listening to those things every day, you will see me, you won't know me again. You say, you say, Papa. Because you will say, Pastor. Because he has stayed under the wrong influence. I listened to Pastor Chris this morning and he said, holidays. He said, people of purpose, when they have public holidays, they use it for outreaches and soul winning. But you see, all those times that the times you say, let me just rest, let me just unwind, any of the two. They go out with friends to the beach. That's when, like David, you will now stay and see who, Bathsheba. Right? You know, it's during relaxation period that you see things like that. You understand? It's under those relaxation periods that we can tune to DSTV and watch sex, nudity, strong language, and violence. Am I making sense here? Somebody is thinking like he doesn't know what I'm talking about, right? Is that those relaxation today? Yeah. I like this novel. The first prophet of the novel, just a naked woman. Wrong influence. Wrong atmosphere. You enter my office, in 5 minutes, you will know that we are Christians. There was one guy who came to my office a couple of weeks back. He brought a deal to us. As he entered, we had just met him for the first time. We were speaking on the phone. So he said, so my partner dressed, you know, my father is a very fine boy like that. An elderly man, anyway, but he's fine. So he said, The guy said, VG. But that was where he was going to. Vigil. So he said, I'm going to vigil. The guy was still wondering, vigil. So he now picked his call, something said, okay, take those flyers and drop the manual, the Bible study manual. The guy just changed his words. It is where. So from that day, all he tells us is that God is in control, I'm praying. Do you understand? Because that day, in my office, my partner is studying his Bible for hours. He's just studying. I'm studying on my own partner. We'll just be teaching about Nigeria studying. Always be under the right atmosphere. The right atmosphere. Let the right things influence your life. Once in a while, you know, body exercise profits little. People have made it much. once in a while, you know, you could see a movie, you know, those things, you know, once in a while, but you and I know that. Serious-minded people, they don't stay with seeing movies. We both know. Adore more. I like what Schambach said. Schambach said, do you see flies on a burning stove? They don't move near it. Too busy for something. Busy. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Don't leave World Changers Conference. The next place you are going to, they belittle prayer. They belittle evangelism. They belittle ministry. They belittle the power of God. Over time, you begin to think like that too. That's why attending a church where the Word of God is giving free course, first place, and the Holy Spirit is giving free course, and the right things are taught, the right discipline of the Word are given to people, is the best for you. Get the right influence. Why did I say this? Now that means, if evil communication can corrupt good manners, the issue is communication. If you also relate with good things, Bible says, as iron sharpened iron, so does a man sharpen the counsel of his friends. Hebrews 10 and 24 says that when we come together, we gather often, we provoke ourselves unto good works. Can there be a powerless ministry? Yes. When you begin to relate with people that have no regard for the anointing of the Spirit. I've heard people belittle the things of the Spirit. I've heard people joke about speaking in tongues. I've heard people, and when you do things like that, I just move far from you. I've heard people belittle many things. I've heard people, you know, call belittle being led of the Spirit. I've heard people belittle walking in the Spirit, and I just, not you. I've heard people belittle fasting. Take your time away. Evil communication will corrupt good manners. Can a man have a powerless ministry? Yes, it's not because there's no Holy Spirit in his life. It's not because the Holy Spirit has not come on him or come within his spirit. The reason most of the time is because he has been taught the wrong things or has been influenced to think the wrong way. We'll look at relationships much later. Some of you are very careless when it comes to relationships. Very, very careless. Very, 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 very careless. You see, I'm very friendly. I'm everybody's friend. Even the Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God. So how can I say you're everybody's friend? Are you with me now? So let us look at, is it possible to have a powerless ministry? Yes. Not because God gave you a powerless ministry, it's because you refused to receive the anointed ministry. And you went for the flesh. You went for brass instead of gold. Can you remember that? Brass instead of gold. It says, the yoke shall be destroyed and the burden shall be lifted up the shoulder because of the reason of the anointing. Now look at Mark 16. Our ministry is to woo. We're anointed of the Spirit, right? For what? For what? For speaking in tongues? Prophecy? For service. Now, service to woo. Let me show you to who. Verse 15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, somebody said this and said, this instruction was for the 11 apostles. And then another person answered the fellow back and said, did one of them preach to you to be saved? That's an intelligent answer, right? If the fellow who got you saved was not one of the 12 or 11, there's something is wrong with your thinking. Come to Saints Community.
At least I know about that place. In that place, you will hear God's word.
He says, go into all the world. The word world there is not just the inhabited earth. It means the systems, the pattern of living. That means get involved in every pattern of living. Do not exempt yourself from any system. Go into every system. Now don't forget, I gave you the precedence. The precedence was to first of all do what? Stay in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Receive power. After which the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Then you will go into all the world. You follow that now? And preach the gospel to every creature. Now it says preach the gospel to go. The first thing it says is go into all the world. Go into all the world. So the first thing really is not preach. The first thing is to do what? Go. The first thing is not to preach. The first thing is to go. That's all right. He said that God said go. Red Monkey said, Jesus said go. We are saying come Lord Jesus. Are we not irresponsible? He said go. You are saying come. The instruction from the Lord is to go. The question is, are you going? Go where, sir? My neighbor? Anyone? Go into all the systems. And he says, preach the gospel to how many people? Preach the gospel to how many people? Every creature. Every creature. With the anointing of the Spirit, is to take the gospel to every creature. Let me give you a background of where we are going to. As we go, we are anointed because of burdens in all the world. We are anointed because of the yokes of sin. We're anointed because of the burdens of slavery and the yoke of oppression. Burdens, yokes of sin, the slavery of habits, the entanglement of demonic activities, the oppression and the bondage of knowledge. Every knowledge, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5. That opposes the knowledge of God. We are anointed for it. Now I give you the background of the kinds of people that will be in this category. You will find sexual perverts, gays, lesbians. No amount of counseling can solve that, I hope you know. Gays and lesbians, and instead of the church to preach with the anointing of the Spirit to break the yoke of homosexuality, the church is condemning it. It's very funny. The church is busy condemning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us from verse 19 how God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses again unto them, but has given to us what? The ministry of reconciliation. So nobody has sent you to go and be condemning sin. That's not a ministry. That is joblessness. What you ought to do is to break the yoke of sin. That's what you're supposed to do, not to condemn it. The press has done enough on that. Is that not true? Is it not true? Even there are laws in Nigeria that will arrest you. I gave a prophecy in World Changers Conference 2007. And I said, watch out. I said, you will see gays arise in the churches and the congregations. And it happened a couple of weeks after. A guy started the church. And they now discovered, in fact, it was interesting. I think it was on, what's this station now? Expression FM, when Christians now came on air to say a lot about that sexual perversion.
Christians, saying how they cut the habit, and so on and so forth.
The strength of sin is the law. Keep condemning it, it will increase. Jesus sent us to break, to destroy yokes and lift burdens. Not to condemn those who carry them. Someone in the house this afternoon. You will meet sexual perverts in the systems of this world. You will get to places where sexual perversion is accepted. I was in Ghana some years ago, I think sometime 96 or so. It was 96. Very, very far part of Ghana. And we discovered there was a town, very inner town like that, where people were worshipping sex. That is, they will come to the open place and they will have sex there. And I learned that you could take anybody at any time and all that. In fact, in the middle of the town, they took the male private organ and they erected the statue there. And then the folks who went there were saying, you know what we're going to do? People have all sorts of ideas. That is system. The system in Nigeria too, where people, when you come to visit me, I'll just give you my wife as honorarium. As a system. You know, we're sent to them too. Prostitutes. Some of you see a prostitute say,
"Yeah,
preacher." A preacher of the gospel. When did you become commissioner of the law? Somebody is smoking hemp. You say, look at you. See, it's burning like hellfire. It's burning like hellfire. We are sent to sexual perverts, morally bankrupt people. We are sent to those who are insane. They are mad. Those who are possessed of devils, demons now, who cannot use their minds properly. We're sent to those who are sick, who are bound by sickness, who cannot use their legs, their hands, and their bodies anymore. We are sent to those whose minds are corrupted. We are sent to those who are bound by the oppression of the law. We are even sent to those who are condemned. We are also sent to those who are religious in their thinking. We're also sent to those who are opposing the gospel. And I have an amen in the house. All the world. I preach the gospel to every creature. Most of the time, when you feel somebody that is very scholarly with the Bible, I love what someone said this. I don't want to mention his name and the other thing they were saying. He said, with all your scholastic approach to scriptures, he said, how many sick bodies have you healed in the last 10 years? How many unsaved men have received eternal life in the last 20 years? He said, no. You see? No. The correct, the context, the protect, the pretense, and the toothpaste of that place is, love it now! The ministry that is not lifting bodies and destroying yokes is a powerless ministry. And most of them, they are concentrated in the cities. Let's take them to some of these places. They will now begin to rely on is God's sovereignty that saves people. God can decide not to, everybody that is not saved, because God doesn't want to be saved. In fact, there was one madness we heard recently that the whole world has heard the gospel. That fellow needs the gospel. But it was a pastor that was teaching them. It was a shame somebody from here
is there listening to that kind of thing. And the whole world has heard the gospel, including my daughter and my son. Lord Jesus, I thank you. That kind of person too, we are sent to him. Because that kind of person is bound. He day should he. You know, it takes not thinking straight to think like that. Let every crooked path be made straight. Can you imagine? You are sent to every kind of person. You are sent to those who say, who has glasses there?
I don't believe there's a God anywhere.
Really? Yeah, I don't.
Prove to me that there's God. Yeah. Which God?
Now begins to tell you this theorem and that theorem and all that. Say, I have just one theorem, the power of God. Come. Was Pastor Huzia that was in one place. And they were doing... They were arguing, there's no God. There was one scholar, Bible scholar, was saying no. That guy was saying the contradictions of the Bible. That was saying no. I was saying no, there's no God. There's no God. There's no God. And he just said, what's all this? So he just went into the studio. You were there, he was in the studio. He just went there and said, look, I don't know what you're talking about, but there's God. Eh? Let me show you. Just made hands on it. The guy just went, pah, under the power of God. They shot the camera. Put up the camera! Because it was this disgrace. Charles deformed. An apostle of God. One day, you know, he didn't know. The pressmen, they saw healing miracles in his meeting. So they now decided to plan to bring somebody there. They thought he was lying. So there was now a guy who was a journalist, was blind. Been blind from birth. So he said, go there. And let's disgrace this guy. Of course, that kind of person is not good with faith. Let's disgrace him. He went there. So they had gotten hidden cameras. So Charles did not know. If I asked him, I said, how did he feel that day? He said nothing. It's just a normal thing. He said the truth of the matter is that the guy, he don't even receive the healing. It doesn't matter anything to him. That's his problem. So, you know, when I asked him about it, so when he now got there, the guy was, they now put the cameras there. They now decided to broadcast it in live. He didn't know. So the guy put in all these things, he said, remove it. Said, I, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pop out. The thing came out. So the guy said, yay! So they broadcast it live on television. So they actually now said, we're going to story the life of this man. So it was, they were now, unbelievers now wrote his autobiography. I think I like that kind of ministry. Not, mercy, no, not this ministry. you know what I'm talking about, you know? Powerless ministries exist. You know them now. There was a preacher that told me, if you see a madman, you just say, Lord, take control, and he'll be going to his house. That kind of friendship will corrupt good manners. But you know, you two say, I just say, Lord, you know? Somebody says he's deaf, and you're saying, take all that glory. Which glory? Oh Lord, be magnified. You have done that in Christ Jesus. Now magnify that Christ Jesus here. Hey, oh, say brother. Do you believe in Jesus? Oh brother, begin to thank God. Even if you don't see the miracle, it will come. I will tell you the reason now why we have powerless ministries. I mentioned it at the onset. Why? Mark Franson went to a place to preach and he was told that he should not preach. He said he had to preach. So the religious people of that place felt they were going to steal their flock. So they now hired assassins who are killing on the pulpit. So those guys were going there. They had smoked hemp,
As they got there, they just saw that deaf ears were being unstopped. Paralyzed were being healed. Blind eyes were being opened. They now went back to those that sent and said, if we see you on that crusade ground, that guy is of God. We don't know who you are of. Do you understand? That's a powerful ministry. It's not a powerless ministry. That's a powerful ministry. Peter Youngreen went to a community that had the largest set of Muslims in the world. In fact, he organized the crusade in conjunction with the Muslim body. That's boldness. In conjunction with the Muslim body. Yeah, see, yearning. The word is soteria. Soterion Malachi. God have mercy on your soul. They got there. Several thousands. In fact, what happened was that after the first meeting, the Muslim sect were now, they now got carried away. This guy will take everybody. So they inspired to move against him. He inspired, the authority to move against him. So he now wrote the partners, which I'm one of them. So he said, let's just pray. He said, he's not going to leave the place. He's going to preach there. So they will kill him. But they did some suicide bombings around the area. You know what happened? Muslims now started to riot. We want Peter Youngreen's God. Say, look, I'm sick. I want to be healed. They were saying it. I want to be healed, please. Look, let this man take this meeting. This was in September. No, don't think I'm talking about the days of Jesus of Nazareth. The Bible say that the greater works is charity work and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. We know what greater works are. That's the gospel. That's how it's preached. That's how it's done. Then a Hindu was in India. They warned him, you must not preach. You must not preach. That is on the day of the crusade. You must not preach. Said, no problem. So there were people gathered. Millions. He now began to worship. He now preached it in singing. I think they had close to 40 wheelchairs. The authorities now invited him to hold another one and preach. If he didn't preach, and this can happen, I better preach now. So, no powerful ministries. Do you know the funny thing about this kind of ministries? They are the most criticized. Watch those who criticize them. They are powerless. You know the Bible tells you, tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1, that the house of Saul, the ex-anointed, began to fight against the house of David. It always happens like that. You know what that happened? The Bible says as the house of the ex-anointed went weaker and weaker, the house of the anointing went stronger and stronger. You just keep at it. Hallelujah. I will function with the anointing. I will remove burdens. I will destroy yokes. Hallelujah. What people do often is that, for people like us, you say, yes, we know the anointing is there, but there's no character. There's no character. You can even cast out devil and still go to hell. Calm down. But that's how people are. So if you're going to function with the anointing, I'm going to share this later, you must be ready for persecution. All manner. In fact, some of your folks, your own people. Because if your own people do not do you in, it's not going to be painful. Are you ready for that? So you're going to have prostitutes. Funny folks. Let me show you the kind of people that were in Corinth. You think that probably they were Baptists and Pentecostals that God saved. Verse 9. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate. You know what effeminate is? What's effeminate? Eh? Check your version. Check another version now. What's effeminate? 1 Corinthians 6. We're not even opening there. Verse 9. What's effeminate?
Who has Amplified?
Eh? What?
Homosexuals. So see, it's not new. You say homosexuals
are abusers of themselves with mankind, not thieves only Gekuda, covetous, drunkards, revilers, or extortioners, and inherit the kingdom of God. And such were who?
Can you see?
Such were some of you.
That was why when he got to Corinth, he said that my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of spirit and power. That your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It takes the power of God to break down burdens and destroy yokes. That's clear. So, we said, the anointing destroys the yoke. What is common with anointed ministries? Or anointed people? How do they function with the anointing? Years ago, 94 to be precise, the Lord spoke to me in an audible voice and he said this. He said, when you see men have used, do not, in fact, he said it clearly, do not follow the signs on their lives, follow their labels. That's been clear to me. Admired things they, you know, the signs and wonders and all that. But the honest truth is this. You need to do a little bit more press and see how did it come to be. We have read about Jesus. In fact, you would have thought that what he meant was that Jesus got the anointing of the Spirit and that was all. Everywhere he went, he was, if you read Acts 10, 38, and he now went about. Now, all he was doing was just going about. Doing meeting. No. You're welcome, my dear. Doing meetings. No? Let's see what he was doing. Anointed ministry is a prayer-based work. Anointed ministry, I'm not talking about lost prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven. Yes, sir. That's not the kind of prayer we're saying, you know. Or the kind of the ones because people do today. So I went to one ministry like that. And they said it was workers and leaders retreat. And they said, this year they have moved on. And last year they were able to pray for 30 minutes. But this year they've achieved 1 hour. And they said, Kologo Bangoshi. You didn't have to tell me there are no results happening. You don't have to tell. Look, it's not. The gospel is crowd based. The anointing attracts crowds. But not just the anointing attracts crowds. Did you see crowd when they were going to crucify Jesus? Multitudes were there. When you watch Wimbledon final, don't you see overflow? So people can be committed to a place because of entertainment. I hope you know. Entertainment. Tumba, 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 tumba. Jesus, you're my foundation. Eh? I know I can't stop. Secure. You know? Let's go to that place. Start. Jesus, you're my foundation. So that is the crowd there. Doesn't mean that their needs are met. These are not made as star maker jam. But the other truth is this. A man with the anointing of the Spirit equally will pull greater crowds. A woman with stroke touched the flyer of our crusade in Ayetoro and she got healed instantly. That news spread abroad and crowds thronged the crusade ground. Just touching the flyer. Signs and wonders are crowd pullers. That's what they were meant to do. Raymond T. Ritchie said,
healing
is the dinner bell.
Keep ringing it and the crowds will come to the table.
Hallelujah.
Prayer ministries are anointed ministries. One of the reasons, and I must be frank with you, is part of our, you know, the way we see things which differ. There's a particular place in Nigeria that, you know, the thing I love about them the most is the fact that they are given to prayer. Any prayer ministry is my friend. No matter what they are misyanning, any prayer ministry is my friend. Because there's no way, there's no how they will function with the anointing of the Spirit. They may not be as effective as someone who now knows the word much more. But they will be more effective as someone who knows the word without the Holy Ghost. I'm a man of prayer. Stand to your feet. You are a man of prayer. Oh, I don't think you heard me. You are a man of prayer. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. When all the people were baptized, and it came to pass that Jesus was also being baptized, Luke 3, 21. Please, you have to open your Bibles very fast now. As he was being baptized and doing what? Praying. Now, that's Luke 3, before he was anointed. Now, look at Luke chapter 4, after he was anointed. You discover he went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, most of the scholars recorded the fact that Jesus fasted. But you and I know that in the Bible, fasting is with prayer. It's with prayer. I'm totally convinced that he was praying. After he was through with that, look at Luke again, chapter 5. Are you there? Verse 16. Can we read it together? He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Luke chapter 6. Verse 8. Let me show you something again. Notice something. Jesus did not print the flyers. Then he started to pray. He prayed before he printed the flyers. You don't do something and ask God to bless it. You will seek God. Then he will bless what you seek him for. Before he announced that the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him, he had prayed. Luke 5:6 now, verse 12. The habit of the anointed. He came, let's read verse 12 together, Luke 6:12. Want to go? It came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to do what? To do what? And what did he do? He continued. How long? How long? How long? How long? All night. So from whom did we learn all night praying? From who? All night praying. And he did not do it on his bed. You know those bed where you begin to say, lege, 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 lege. You are lying down, lege, lege. Then after 4 hours, Lego. Logo. Yeah, no, serious. All night to God. All night. Consistent life of prayer. Let's look at the results. Luke 4:36. It was the prayer of the anointed one that caused us to read Luke 4:36. What a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. Let me show you something else. For those people who are quick to do a banner, to do a flyer, strategy. Luke 6. Look at the correspondent action. He went into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Verse 13. When it was day, what did he do? He now called unto him 12 disciples. He prayed before he started ministry. Before he put up ministry. Before he took his staff. People usually don't prayerfully choose their associates anymore. They just look for somebody. Oh, where do you work? I'm into advertising. We can use you in logistics. I'm into... So you now gather all sorts of mixed multitudes. Jesus prayed before he selected his ministry team. All night. Because it's a serious business. Luke 4:36, we saw the result. And then verse 37, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. Pray before you do a billboard. There are so many billboards. Don't compete with Omega Jam. Don't compete with MTN. You are not doing the same thing. Are you listening to me? Don't compete with MTN. You're not doing the same thing. It's the anointing of the Spirit of God that advertises what we are doing. What we do with the flyers and all those things is for information. Luke 5. Luke 5:15. The fame of him spread abroad. Great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him of their infirmities. He withdrew himself again to pray. Luke 5:16. To pray. When he had prayed, as he was teaching, because most of the time those that teach are the ones that pray the least. They pray the least. If I know somebody who said, pastor of a major church in Nigeria, I said, well, like Lagos, sorry. He said, he doesn't pray beyond 20 minutes. That he does more thinking. So he said, someone said, I said, I'm not surprised. I hear the man preach. He preaches his thoughts. Very clear. He preaches his thoughts. And he knows that burdens are not lifted, yokes are not destroyed. He knows he cannot stand before demon-possessed people and minister to them. He knows. He knows he cannot stand with the sick. Once in a while, they'll get some testimonies like that. For some folks who have used drugs over time, and they now added prayer to it, and sometimes giving them some drugs over it, they now say, thank God that was you. So I know. I was not surprised when he said that 20 minutes. The person that told me is his son in the faith. Why he told me was because the guy told me, he said, sir, let me be honest with you. He said, working with that man, I hardly flow with the Holy Ghost again. He said, I don't even know. He said, so that's why I need you to come and preach. When you preach, so that things will be stirred up in our church again. So I said, don't worry. I didn't want to preach in the church for him, Pastor Risa. I did not call Pastor Tokes. At least I know that one very well. You cannot preach without the Holy Ghost. He got there, put the pastor under the chair as usual. Just show him that, he has been under the chair for a long time. Heal the sick, minister to people, spoke by word of knowledge. And and they were so happy. The guy just came and said, I'll give you suits, I'll give you, Because they will come with coins too. So he said he was thinking for 20 minutes. I said, he preached for 20 minutes. I said, he doesn't even pray, just lying. Maybe the prayer is, thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory.
The unsaved are getting saved, the saved are getting unsaved. The blind are speaking, the dumb are hearing, the lame are talking. In fact, in that particular church, when they want to do prayer meeting, they do flyer. Say November the 26th, there's going to be prayer meeting. 7 to 8. I saw something on Facebook. An advertisement by our church. All sorts of things happened today. They said, come for this meeting. Come for this meeting. It's a special program. Say why? We'll be praying in the spirit. So that I'm not surprised. At least, please pray. At least, store one. You know, 1 hour. Leave for another 60 days. They do another flyer. I say, this time around, we'll be singing in tongues. Then the next year, say, this time around, we will be, let's read our Bibles.
As he prayed, it reflected in his teaching ministry. Listen, studying is your part, communication is that of the Holy Ghost. It takes the unction of the Spirit of God to communicate effectively the Word of God to people. Take time to pray. On the teaching ministry of Jesus was the anointing to heal the sick. As he taught, the power of the Lord was present to heal. Luke 5:17. In fact, Nicodemus said that much. Thou art a teacher come from God. John 3 in verse 2. No man can do the miracles that you do except God is with him. Very clear. Power of God was present because Jesus prayed before he went to teach. Matthew 26. Before the redemptive walk. Before he went to the cross. Jesus prayed. Matthew 26. It was a habit. In fact, most of the things he said that were documented were said after he prayed. Matthew 26. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. 42. He went away again the second time and prayed. 44. He left them again, went away the second time and the third time and prayed. And from what we read here, it's obvious he prayed for at least 1 hour every time. He prayed again. Luke 9. Verse 18. Came to pass as he was alone praying. Notice something. After every great meeting. So before every great meeting, Jesus will pray. After that meeting again, he will pray. Notice that habit. Before the meeting and after the meeting. He was given to prayer. It came to pass as he was alone praying. This is not congregational prayer. His disciples were with him. They now asked him certain questions, so on and so forth. He prayed. How did he pray? Matthew 14, 23. He sent the multitudes away. He went up to the mountain apart to pray. Apart. 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 He prayed apart. Notice it was after this that he walked on water. It seems like every time he prayed, something miraculous happened after. Because the anointing of the Holy Spirit causes us to pray. It stirs up prayer. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. What did I say? Mark 6, 46. That's the same account. He departed to the mountain to pray. He was alone. Luke 9.
28. He took his disciples, notice that, aside to pray. And as he prayed, it was during the prayer time that we now had the Mount of Transfiguration. The Bible tells us that his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistening. I've seen a man like that, a prominent preacher in Nigeria like that. He came for a meeting, I was there. As he began to speak, right? His clothes began to change. I think he wore a blue shirt and it changed to white before our eyes. I mean, in that kind of a place, you begin to worship God voraciously. God! The man, the same man, the man is on TV, most criticized for the healing ministry today, was University of Ife in 1992. Was preaching. As he was preaching, he just stepped off the platform and stood in the air and prophesied for close to 15 minutes and went back on the podium. The leader was in that meeting told me she could not eat for days. So we say that, you know, we say that, how can we say we are doing the works of Jesus? Have you walked on water? Jesus stand in the air? People have had that transgression experience in many places. In many, many places. There have been preachers who were to be lead for their meetings and they prayed in tongues. They prayed in the spirit. And they got to the meeting without any car. That's you. Apostle Ayo Babalala was put behind bars one day. And he got out of jail and the padlock was still there. There are greater works today. That same spirit of Jesus Christ is in the church. Hallelujah. Late Archbishop Idausa. One day, some minister was in his house. And as he was drinking, so he passed on the cup to another minister. So the thing fell off the guy's hand and he stood in the air. The guy said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't be afraid. That was the anointing of God's Spirit. He said, stretch your hand and take it again." He said about him, the minimum he prays every day is 3 to 4 hours. So forget the robe. If the robe is what you are looking for, and the big chain, the crucifix, there's something behind it. A man that raised over 10 dead. Over 10. He preached the gospel in 134 nations. Did Jesus reach 134 nations? He bore it in 134 nations. 134, he spoke in, I think, 17 languages. Ordained 100,000 pastors into the ministry. That is ministry. When the man said he didn't have anything he was doing again, I think he was right. 134 nations. What's the career? How many nations are in the earth? I don't criticize people like that. Don't shut your mouth. Spoke about a certain preacher in Nigeria. He said he went to somebody, that one gave him power. That's beef. Before the other person got his power from where he got his from, this man right before my eyes grew a dwarf to size. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. What you don't respect, I told you, you will never attract. Let us start speaking greatly about the anointing. Let's talk about it on the lives of other people. Hallelujah. How did Jesus pray? He was alone. When he prayed, his countenance changed. We saw that. Matthew 26. We read that earlier. He fell on his face. He was weeping. People cry over boyfriend. They cry over, they don't have money. That's a purposeless life. Cry over boyfriend. Cry over girlfriend. Man friend. Woman friend. Goat friend. Sheep friend. People even watch films and cry. Those that are doing it are not even crying. They cry. They cry over everything. But let us pray for souls. Brethren, there are people in China that are dying in their sins. If I tell you the Jesus, about that legalege. There's one guy. He used to say a particular tongue. So one of my friends now said, what kind of tongue is this one?
I will now check it. In the Greek dictionary, it meant, what manner of man am I?
My friend, said, you see?
They will cry over man. They will cry over woman. They will cry that they lost their job. Okay, let's cry for souls that are perishing. They can't function with the anointing because it doesn't have compassion.
Hope you are getting something out of this.
Jesus fell on his face. Matthew 26.
To pray.
You know, if you come for a, you know, in these days, in these our days, Jelenke, bread and butter Christianity. And somebody's on his face praying. I say, oh, Lord, what's wrong with you? You just mention one particular man of God in Lagos. You see the man pray like this. You just take a bottle of juice. Evil communication. That person is not following Jesus. Neither is he serving him. Abi? You know, follow, I will follow.
Abi?
Ah. Is that what you sing? Eh? Follow Jesus. Mark 1. 35. He departed into a solitary place, a deserted place, and then he prayed. The next thing that happened in verse 39 was he cast out devils. You can see that the healing ministry of Jesus was not just because he was anointed. Can you see it? He was a man of prayer. That miraculous ministry we see was a function of prayer. That's why we now see in Luke 9, okay, we've seen that 29, where there was a change in his countenance. Let's see what happened during that prayer time. Luke 22:49. He got to a point, he prayed. Let's start from 39. As he prayed, in verse 43, an angel had to strengthen him. In 44, he was in agony. Agony. Pain. He prayed how long? More earnestly. What now happened? His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. That is earnest prayer. Earnest prayer. He was praying earnestly. Hebrews 5:7 records it like that. He made strong cries and groanings to God. Blood dropped from his body. Scientists tell us that that is a degree of stress. He had carried the burdens of the people on him in the place of prayer. If you want to read what he prayed about, look at John 17. That much later. He prayed with the depth of his heart. One thing that happens today is that people pray without committing their hearts to what they are saying. So, no matter how heavy the prayer point is, you'll just be looking like Luke 8. No matter how important and how serious what we're praying about, no matter what we are saying, say, brethren, now we have to pray. We are going out on evangelism. We want to... When I remember what the Lord... There was somebody I was singing that yesterday. He was singing like yesterday. Who were praying? And he was saying, oh, I said, don't stop on this voice rehearsal. When you get home on Sunday, go and pray. Go and sing that way. This is a prayer place. Don't desecrate this place. Wait till that. Blood dropped from his body. Because he was praying. Join, see some people say a prayer meeting. As they are praying. Prayer pointer is speaking, they are praying.
After 20 minutes, they sing like 10 minutes. Then they sing another prayer point. Then they sing again. What was all the Adalu about? Why rice, beans, and yam? If you want to pray, pray. If you want to sing, sing. If you want to go, go! Stop punishing yourself. I don't have the grace, me. He has the grace to cry over film. He has the grace to sit down and watch film for 10 days. He has the grace to watch football. He has the grace to listen to music. But does he have the grace to pray? God help you from this grace. Let's look at the church. Acts 1. They prayed before the day of Pentecost. They were praying consistently. They weren't supposed to just wait in Jerusalem. And everybody would just keep, all time, shh, them. No. They knew the attitude to receive from God was to do what? So they were praying. Acts 1, 14. They continued one accord in prayer and supplication. God help us to be in one accord. One accord means everybody was doing it. Today, in so many assemblies, everybody is not doing the same thing. Somebody somewhere is kind of his own agenda. He's either answering a phone call or just eating something. We hardly have seen this one accord spirit in a long time. Acts 2, 42. Praising God, these were the disciples. And they continued steadfastly, in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in what?
Prayers.
Acts 3. Verse 1, Peter and John went up together in the temple, up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Prayer was a consistent lifestyle of the church. Acts 4, may I tell you that everybody here, there were people here who had their professions. For instance, Paul was not what we call today a full-time minister. Record has it that Paul will walk throughout the day, he will come back in the evenings to teach, and then they will pray. Most of his nights were spent teaching and praying. They will go out in the mornings to walk. Acts 4. Again, the church lifted up their voice in one accord to pray, verse 24. And when they had prayed, verse 31, the place was shaken together where they assembled. Acts 6. When they were to take and choose the deacons, they prayed. Verse 6, before they laid hands on them. Don't do things, then pray. Pray, do it, and pray afterwards. In fact, let's go on, okay? Acts 14. So Acts 12, when Peter was put behind bars for the sake of the gospel, they not blame him that why did he preach that way. They not try and call somebody's uncle who was the governor's brother. What the church did was to pray consistently for him in verse 5. Acts 14, 23. When elders were being ordained to the work of the ministry, they fasted and prayed. Acts 13, verse 1. When Paul was to receive the anointing, when he was from the anointing, that is ministry, they fasted and prayed. Verse 3. Acts 13, 3. Acts 16. Verse 25. Paul and Silas were in jail. Rather than complain. And I told you, Apollo, now calm down now. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that program on that day. They did not complain. Today we have more grumblers in church rather than those that pray. They prayed and sang praises unto God. All the Silas, they prayed, they sang. Those that sing it don't do the praying part. The Holy Ghost came down, all the Silas. They prayed singing psalms and hymns. They were not holding him now. That means they were singing in the spirit. Acts 16, verse 6. Why did that happen? That happened also because they prayed.
Acts 16, verse 16. It came to pass, this is Paul now, he went to a place where people were praying. They used to pray there. It was near the riverside. So when people go and pray near the riverside, don't criticize them. The most part, let them pray there. Paul went there to pray with them, near the riverside. And as they were praying, a certain damsel, verse 16, possessed with the spirit of divination, met them. So, the product of that praying was that they saw and knew what she was in the spirit. And the product of that demonstration also was that they were put in jail. And again, another opportunity for them to function in the anointing again, they prayed, and then there was a great release. And what happened after that, after they prayed and sang, somebody's whole household was saved. Prayer always brings results. What did I say? Acts 21. Again, they came together, they knelt down, and they prayed. Read Acts 28 and so on and so forth, you will see that prayer was consistent with the ministry and with the ministers. Let's see the epistles. Romans 12:12. The epistles are doctrine, teaching. The teaching of God's word to the church. Romans 12:12. Pray when you want to. Continuing instant in prayer. Be steadfast about prayer. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer. James 5:13. Is there any sick among you? Is there any afflicted? Sorry, let him pray. Verse 14, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders. Let them pray. Verse 16, the prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available. Verse 17, Elijah was a man of lacking passions who prayed that it should not rain, and he prayed again and it rained. So prayer is both in practice and it's in the teaching and in the practice of Christians. Philippians 4:6, rather than complain, he says to pray. Philippians 1:19, he said, today I'm enjoying deliverance, this is Paul talking, because of your prayers. We will keep having more people fall in the ministry because we are not praying. Second Timothy 1:3. Second Timothy 1:3. I thank my God when I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, every world changer's converse. Night and day. So Paul prayed, how often? Night and day. Romans 15 and verse 30. I beseech you, brethren, for the love of Jesus Christ and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, may be with you refreshed. We pray, we allow ministry. We pray and pave way for ministry. But when you pray for the minister, you are praying for the ministry. Colossians 4:12. A man is mentioned there. Please turn to this one. Colossians 4:12. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of the Anointed One, salutes you. What does he do? Everybody wants to go. Laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in some of the will of God. So he labored, the Amplified. Is it Epaphras? One who strives for you earnestly in prayers. He says, pleading that you, as person of right character and clear conviction, may stand firm and mature in spiritual growth. So if we are going to see spiritual growth is also a function of the anointing of God's Spirit, is going to be through prayer. We have to learn to pray, labor. Ministry is labor. Now let me get practical with this. We have read. Is it clear to us now that the anointed ministry is the minister of prayer? Is it very clear? Can you see that signs and wonders are not just because you are anointed, they are also because you prayed. So why do we pray? What is the essence of prayer to an anointed man? I'll tell you. Prayer is submission to the Holy Spirit. When a man refuses to pray, that man is proud. It doesn't mean that prayer is power. Prayer is not power. But prayer is the way we receive power for ministry. Prayer is the way we receive power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost will come on you. One of the ways we lambano the power of God, we take the power of God to be a blessing to others, is in the place of prayer. Oftentimes we have learned all sorts of gimmicks. Remember what Zechariah said to Zerubbabel and Agai. They said, look, you will rebuild the temple. There's no point going to negotiate with Darius. It's not by power. It's not by might. But by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. Seest thou an anointed ministry, you have seen a man given to prayer. We cannot, it is impossible for us to solve spiritual problems with our body. You can't solve problems caused by spiritual forces with natural intelligence. You can't do it. You can get the kind of results of what we are getting today. And get those kind of results. There are all manner of results people are getting today. All sorts of results. As the devil was in one town in India, the power of God was so strong the power of God. So he said he was going to demonstrate everything that happened in the Acts of the Apostles. To heal the sick. So he said he was going to stand like this, and he now called, he said, the boss called all the deaf in that town. Well, hundreds of them. Said he was not going to touch them. So he just prayed massively, and all of them were healed. I think they were about 300 or something. So he now said, bring any sick person. Let them just cross my shadow. And people started getting up from their beds and from their wheelchairs. But this is a man who takes, I think, a month every year to just fast and pray. Wiggles was said, I edify myself during the day. In the evenings, I go and I edify the people of God. Prayer, really, is the bedrock of anointed ministries. That is how we receive the power of God for ministry. I don't know about you, I don't want to preach in my strength. I don't know about you, I don't want to preach in my own ability. And if that will change in your life, you must be a person giving to. You must never complain about prayer. Because the minute you begin to complain about prayer, you are complaining about the anointing of God. About the power of God. You can see you are not the first person that will get tired in prayer. You are not. So prayer is a proof that we trust God. And I've said this over the years. God will trust a man who prays more than a man who knows Bible. The man that prays, obviously, is the man that depends on the Holy Spirit. The man that knows Bible, they depend on his intellect. And there are so many people preaching today, they are just intellectuals. Mere intellectuals.
They don't have revelation knowledge. Just intellectuals. Paul, an intellectual in the law, said, I determined to know nothing among you, save Christ and be crucified, that my speech and my preaching will not be with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of spirit and of power. Jesus was not the person that preached from the scriptures, but was the first person among them who preached with power. Who preached with power. Hallelujah. The first who preached with power. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. Hallelujah. 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 Don't forget where I started. Evil communication. Are you sleeping? Corrupt what? Don't mingle around people that lead to prayer. Those of people that thought that ministry today is just have money. Just have money. You will misuse money. You will misuse it. Power is more important than money. Far, far more important than money. Money is good. God owns money. God gave money. God created it also. Power is more important. The prayer is submission to the Holy Spirit. Don't teach and then pray. Pray before you teach. Spend time to pray so that your delivery will be from the very heart of God. Spend time to see. When we pray, look at me, guys. See, if you are studious with your Bible, you can preach. But it takes a man of prayer to give a word in season. To teach and now minister to people. It's not knowledge that ministers. It is the anointing of God's Spirit that ministers. That's why all my years of ministry, I do not take prayer for granted. As I train people in the Word, I train them in the gifts of the Spirit, I train them in prayer. I've been laid down for it and I don't care. I don't give. I won't change. So, you are the one that will change. I have a friend. I had a friend. He's no longer my friend. This was someone. I saw him in a party. He had a drink. A funny drink. I couldn't tell him that. What's this in your hand? It was just smelling without the This was someone that inspired us to go 180 days in prayer. We were in secondary school. Apparently, the church where he lent it, he left the place. I know where it goes to now. That's the place I said they give him. You do flyer for prayer meeting once in 3 months. Evil communication will corrupt. See, if me that I'm talking to you, if I walk with people that don't pray, and I walk with them that believe to the power of God, I will just be like them. There's no amount. Can you say this? Look, there's no amount of what you know. If you move with the wrong crowd, you'll turn out badly. There's no amount of what you know. Evil communication corrupts good manners. I don't know about you. I don't want to return to my vomit. I don't think you heard me. Can you imagine a day of your life where you won't be able to pray for 10 minutes? Can you imagine a day of your life when prayer will become such an impossible venture for you? Can you imagine a day in your life where you will not be able to sit down and hear God's word like this? No, Pastor, I cannot imagine it. Then don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. What's the kind of relationship you get into? Don't get involved with someone and you say, want to marry someone that will not inspire you to pray. Even 1 Corinthians 7:5, Paul said that, look, one activity he taught that married people do is that they pray together. One of the ladies that we know was inspired some of us years back. I remember that lady. Her name was Bolanle. In an estate in Lagos years back. Somebody died. And they looked for her till they met her. They found her. She was the one who used to give us Rigodwin, Benihin tapes, Shambach tapes. She would give us those materials years ago. She raised the person from the dead. She was in 211. But because of money and all those things, she now married somebody who attended one of these. Well, they may be Christians. They are Christians, really. You know. But really, it's a bad case now. A bad one. A very bad one now. Truth of the matter, she has stopped speaking in tongues. It can happen to you. Just move with your own crowd. Just move. You know you are here today because you move with certain people. It's the same way. It can happen to anybody. Don't say, no. Live with him all day. Don't be deceived. That's what Paul told us. And that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Evil communication. Or good manners. Prayer means to depend on the Holy Spirit. I am yielding to the Spirit of God. I don't want to go with my words. Before evangelism, pray. Pray. There is no skill to evangelism. It's the Spirit of God that convinces. Pray. Pray. If Jesus could pray that much, Paul could pray that much, Peter could pray that much, who are you? John Wesley was a man of prayer. He got to a city outside London in England, and everybody in that city was born again. So that 100 years after or so, a journalist went there and he wanted to buy liquor, that's beer. He said, where do you think you are? 100 years ago, John Wesley came here. Since then, nobody has sold liquor in this place. He was a man of prayer. John Knox was a man who prayed with popular saying, give me Scotland or I die. And the Queen of Scotland said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than the entire armies of England. There's a preacher in Nigeria, one of the most respected, that a Nigerian head of state asked him to go and arrest him. I said, they now brought the man to Aso Rock. This is the man somebody is criticizing today. And the ruler said, look, all my abalists, my rabbis told me, they are the one that is disturbing my sitting agenda, Abacha. He said, he told me that if I can stop you praying, take care, I will arrest you. The man said, if you put me in jail, I will keep it, I will still pray. Just leave me alone. The man went back to their camp. And it's to the camp they organized every month. And he said, mark my words. This man is on his way after so and so time. And the man went. You know, you don't talk like that if you don't pray. You can't be that bold if you're not a man of prayer. It's only men of prayer that are bold. The reason why some people are not bold is because they don't pray. If you pray, you will be bold. Why was Elijah that bold? He was what? A man of prayer. It's when you are not prayerful that you are not bold. Notice when they threatened the apostles, what did they do? They went to pray. After that, they were bold. Why you are not bold before the sick? Why you are not bold before the oppressed, before prostitutes? You are not bold before those who are... It's because you don't pray. When you pray, you will exude the confidence. That confidence is of the Holy Spirit. I want to function under an anointed ministry. I want to see things and it will come to pass. I want to be bold before the power of darkness. Be bold. Years ago, we used to go after sacrifice. We'll be eating it. Just eat it in and go. What's it been, Iwani? We're just too bold. Bold. Because when you are praying, you're actually saying, Lord, it's not me, it's you. That is the meaning of prayer.
is asking for God's commitment to what you are doing. Asking for the hand of God to stand on what you are doing. You know, I want the hand of God to be on all my teachings, all my preachers, all my meetings, all my follow-up, all my evangelism. Everything. If I'm singing in church, I want the anointing of God to be on it. If I'm leading praise, I want the anointing of God to be on it. If they ask me to just go and follow some people to come for church, I want the anointing of God to be on what I'm doing. I don't want to stay without the anointing.
You know, Fred Price said this much.
See, some folks are criticizing speaking in tongues. Say, look, I'd rather have fake tongues than no tongues at all. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Someone told me, sometimes last year, you know, 2009, person that left a church, and I said, I'm going to do evangelism in schools, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I told someone that was going to say, watch me. The person was praying about it. Prayed about it, fasting about it. And I said, look, there's something about company. I said, this lady will not win a single soul to the Lord. It's almost a year. She doesn't even think about it. Evil communication will corrupt good manners. This is someone that used to pray. Doesn't anymore. If you get it too long around you, soon it will get into you. You start to reason like that. Hallelujah. Are you getting something out of this? Prayer brings boldness. Because boldness is a gift. It's not boldness is not arrogance. Boldness is not boasting. You know, you'll be boasting. Boasting. Just like the son of Sceva. Not boasting, 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 boasting. Don't just boast, just boast. I could take off. Boldness comes in the place of prayer. Stay long enough in the place of prayer until you are bold. Why you are shy to teach is because you are not prayerful. When you are prayerful, you know you are speaking by the Spirit of God. That he gave was a man of prayer. A man I love, respect, and I follow after. A man of prayer. A man giving to prayer. A giving to prayer. He sold out to it. He sold out to it. I've seen so many disgraceful people. Some of them will come for our retreats. There was one that came several years back for our retreat. It's a pastor. And I happened to be the one leading the prayer that day. He didn't know what he was coming for. Because we call this Holy Ghost treat. You know, the word treat. He looked really like a treat. The treat looks like restaurant, take a girl out, treat, treat. So, why we felt that we're going to do some dancing and to bar and all these things. So the first night, we just prayed in tongues and we just had a meeting. The next morning, started praying. I led it from 4. First session was 4 to 8. By the time it was about 10, the guy was losing, not just him, was losing his life. He dozed for a while. Some people can be dozing. They are trying to, some will sleep off. He may lay. He slept off. The next session was about 1 o'clock. We prayed till around 6. And I let it. So I won't allow you to do misbehave. He goes, yay. Anyway, it moved from tongues to yay, yay. From groanings that could now be uttered. Yay, yay. Legge, 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 legge. Yay, yay. And all of this. Abba Father. Abba Jesus. Abba Holy Ghost. Yeah! By the evening, first day, man of God! The man ran out of the camp to get loaves of bread. Mercy Lord! Loaves of, he didn't wait for an angel to strengthen him. Loaves of bread!
and a great juicy sardine geisha biscuits, all sorts. Ah! Are you sure you were fasting or you were slowing? Which one is this one? We say break the fast, we didn't say destroy the fast. Ah! Next morning, 6:30, I have to go, I have an appointment. I know a certain man, a purported man of God, an alleged man of God, a suspected man of God, a guesswork of a preacher, who appeared on these grounds. He must have looked around and said, ah! He registered, dropped his bags, and he shot out. And I saw him on Facebook asking another person, why are you not in WCC? And the man was with the Lagos. Evil communication. So I looked at that and said, ah! Let me show up on Thursday. Tension will have gone down by Thursday. Such a man cannot move he can't cast up a fly from a possessed man. It's not possible. It's not possible. You think that it's just the knowledge of the gift of the Spirit concerning speakers that is possessing you, that you're moving power of God. No! The life given to the Holy Spirit. When you stand before a man possessed of devils, that the Holy Ghost talking to you now. Because you have depended on Him in the place of prayer. The man ran away. Some men will not appear for a meeting like this. Ah! There is no. No. The man told the brother and said, not for me. That guy said, just come and say, for the last 1 year, I've not prayed. I even do Mary worship in the form of idol, and I do it regularly. I said, I escaped the Catholic Church to worship regularly. He said, so you want me to come to the that should be my first meeting. He said, come now. He said, don't worry, you man. He said, don't lie to me. I've been there before. So the man knows he has left Zion a while. He's now by the rivers of Babylon where we sat down. How we went? Where we remember Zion. Have mercy. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You go for NYSC, don't go and join any group that does not believe in the power of God, the power of prayer. See, what a nice session. Is it full of the Spirit? Nice session. Anybody can be nice. Everybody run away! Because he doesn't want to depend on the Holy Spirit. But such men will now say, I want the CDs. Let me tell you, no man who had the opportunity to come for this conference and did not come and listen to the CDs can ever get blessed by it. Mark my words and quote me in 40 years time. If we are not the big, that's the mistake we make. Someone does not come for a meeting, you are trying to describe the meeting to him. No. The thing is, come for the meeting. No man who had the opportunity to be here and chose to listen to this will ever be blessed by it. You are afraid? You don't like the truth. That is the truth. God cannot be mocked. God cannot be what? Mocked. The word of God is learnt in principle, and in teaching and by precept. What is the essence of learning from our prayer? We are not praying here. Prayer. Father, thank you for showing us the importance of prayer, my God. Lord, take all the glory. We ask for your grace. Oh, Father, Baba! Open our eyes to pray, Baba. What are we doing with this? Baba! Baba! You better go and pray! Be not hearers of the word only, deceiving yourselves. Be ye doers of the word. Learning how to pray does not take the place of prayer. Knowing how to pray is not prayer. If Jesus can bleed praying, cry praying, agonize praying, and the apostles also, that is our company. Are you with me? That is our company. Get our works, glory. The word works there is the Greek word energio. No, it's actually energima. No, I saw the interlinear Greek. It says energy on. Greater works than this will you do. How did he do his own works? Habitually, consistently. Yeah. He was a man of prayer. One of the men I respect the most in music is Phil Driscoll. There are some people that listen to well Phil Driscoll. Phil Driscoll is a man of prayer. The man of prayer was in a meeting one day and he blew a saxophone, a trumpet, and folks fell under the power of God massively, and many folks were healed. That's born out of following the examples of Jesus. I'm a man of prayer. I see anointed men arise from this place. I see pioneers. Pioneers are those who show the way. It's time to show the way. You are a pioneer. You are a pioneer. You are a pioneer. From this place will be released into the body of Christ and released from the body of Christ. Pioneer.